Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn the very small topic of seeing blood as a result of marital relations. This is Siman Kuf Nun Vov, 156 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's a very short chapter. It deals with three basic concepts, that is seeing blood after marital relations, seeing blood around the mikvah time, and bleeding during relations. So let's start at the very top. If a woman sees blood after marital relations, is she permitted to have marital relations again? The answer is she is able to have marital relations again, but obviously if she saw blood, she has to keep the go through the purification process of the days counted and the clean days and the mikveh, but afterwards she is allowed to. But caution is advised, and we will see below what the caution is in just a second. This is true until this occurs three times, as we'll see in a moment. What if the bleeding did not occur during the marital relations, but afterwards, later on the night? So the halacha remains the same. She's permitted to have marital relations again after purification, but caution is advised in the future. So what is the caution? What additional measures must she take in order, or must they as a couple take, in order to avoid the concern that the bleeding is caused by the marital relations? So the first thing she must do is she must now examine herself before and after marital relations and also seek medical attention as to why this could be occurring. What if the bleeding occurs shortly during or after the marital relationship? So again, she has to seek out medical attention and a halachic opinion to avoid this leading to happening three times in a row. Why is it so critical to avoid that? Because if it is ascertained that she sees blood because of the marital relationship, that we mean to say is that if this occurs three times, they will not be able to remain married to each other. Because any time they have a relationship, it will trigger menstruation, if that's the case. This is obviously a very narrow situation, a very specific type of situation. And today with medical health and examinations, it's possible to understand why this may be occurring, or how to mitigate it, or other causes that might be leading to this. But those should be investigated, not to get to a situation where this has happened three times as well. Now, we move to the second concept, which is seeing around the mikvah time. What happens if the bleeding occurred on the night of her immersion? So what's the protocol next time? So next time she goes to the mikvah, the couple must separate that night of the mikvah, because the concern is maybe it's not just the relationship which is causing it, but it may be also the timing. So therefore, the first night after mikvah, they need to separate. What happens if it happens the second night after this, then the following night of the mikvah? It's the same thing as the night after, she would have to separate. But if she did not bleed after that first month of separation, then the next time round, she does not need to worry. It was just the concern the first time round. So these are precautions which are put into place to avoid it being a concern of physically the relationship triggering menstruation, bleeding, or whether it's the timing as well as the relationship which causes. So precautions are taken to avoid that being the situation, lest it comes again in the same form. But if that does not seem to pan out, then that's less of a concern in the future. And finally, last topic is bleeding during relationship itself. So what should a woman do if she feels during intercourse that she has started bleeding? So she must say to her husband immediately, "I have bled." And how should the husband respond when the husband hears this? So he must not withdraw himself immediately in a state when they're in the middle of the relationship, because at that point he is still erect and that will cause pleasure by exiting. Instead, he should support himself on his hands and feet, not on her, and wait until he loses his erection and then remove himself in such a way. Emotionally as well, his response should be that they should be filled with fear and trembling because of the grave sin that had occurred, even though it may not have been as a result of their of anything they could have known beforehand. And what must they do afterwards? So they must consult a rabbi to receive guidance as to the appropriate kapara necessary for having being in such a situation. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.